Just name, let's continue to study on the book of Ezekiel.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们继续查考以西结书。
Let's continue on the vision of the new temple that Ezekiel saw.
让我们继续查考以西结在异象中所看到的新圣殿。
Just now we have studied concerning the gateway of the outer court and the inner court.
我们查考过内院跟外院的门的通道。
Now we will study concerning the altar.
现在我们来查考祭坛。
Of course, today we want to draw near to the Lord God before His presence.
我们今天来到神的面前亲近神。
The most important, we say that here there is a wall, it is a separation.
我们提到这个墙呢，就是一个有分别的作用。
Today we are different, we are consecrated, we are righteous, we are justified.So we make sure there is a separation between us and the world.
我们今天成圣称义，所以我们更要注意到要与世有所分别。
We must not be conformed into the world, not to be assimilated into the world.
我们不要效法跟这世界同流合污。
So then I take the effort to climb these 7 steps.
所以呢，我现在呢，上了这7个台阶。
And I will guard my ways.
然后我就通过这个门廊。
Yes, I have to take note of my ways.
然后我会注意到我的行动。
Because this path, it is a bright path. It is the path of light.
因为这是个光明的通道。
And the Lord will give us refreshment. It is refreshing.
神会给我们清新跟舒畅。
And of course, when we are able to lead this type of life, we can say that we are pretty good, so called. We are victorious. We are...able to endure.
在这边过了这通道之后呢，我们能确信我们有得胜的生活。
But we must continue to be victorious so that we are very consistent in our pursuit. Then we walk again this pathway, but now to the inner court.
我们还要在各生活上面有所一致，然后继续过得胜的生活，然后往内院走。
And of course, now in the inner court here tells us there is this altar.
然后到了内院之后呢，就是祭坛。
The record of this altar, it is in the Ezekiel chapter 43.
祭坛的记载在以西结书43章。
It is from verse 13 down onwards, down to the last verse.
这是从13节开始到的这一章的最后。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 13.
我们看以西结书43章。
Sorry, chapter 43, verse 13.
对不起，以西结书43章13节。
So verse 13 tells us, these are the measurement of the altar, of the altar.
这里提到祭坛的尺度。
Then in the verse 20,
20节。
Verse 20, you shall take some of its blood and put it on the four horns of the altar.
这里提到要取一些公牛的血抹在坛的四角。
So here tells about the altar of the...burnt offering, and of course, here also tells about the four horns at the four corners of the altar.
这里提到要献燔祭的时候，这祭坛的四个角。
So on this altar, we will only want to stress on two teachings.
这里有两个我们要学习的。
Here tells about the horn, just now, verse 20, about the horn.
这边二十节提到祭坛的四个角。
Actually, the altar and the horn, it tells us about the salvation of the Lord.
这四个角表示了神的救恩。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
请看路加福音。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Let us read verse 69.
我们看第69节。
Or we read 68 and 69.
请看68、69节。
Luke chapter 1, 68 and 69.
路加福音一章68、69节。
Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行救赎。
69 and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.
在他仆人大卫家中为我们兴起了拯救的角。
It tells about the horn of salvation.
这里提到拯救的角。
Of course, today we must rely on the Lord to be saved.
这里我们要提到，我们要依靠神而得救。
Inevitably, at times we may be weak, we may sin against God.
有时候我们会软弱而得罪神。
So we need to wait on the mercy of the Lord.
所以我们必须等候神的慈恩。
Just like the verse in the Jude.
如犹大书。
In the lesson to Jude.
请看犹大书。
Jude verse 21.
请看犹大书二十一节。
21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
21节，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
So today we must look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们这边必须仰赖主的怜悯。
So of course at the time there is this the altar there. The altar of the burnt offering.
这边是提到献燔祭的祭坛。
So the altar in the Old Testament, it tells us also it is a place of refuge.
在那个旧约时候呢，祭坛也表示了一个像躲避的地方。
So it is a place to make your appeal before the Lord.
这个地方我们也可以向神申诉。
This one we can look at the example of the brother of Solomon.
我们可以看到所罗门的弟兄。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
请看列王记上。
1 Kings chapter 1.
列王记上第一章。
1 Kings chapter 1.
列王记上第一章。
Verse 50, it tells about Adonijah.
五十节呢，我们提到这个亚多尼亚。
At the time, Adonijah, he wanted to be king.
这时候亚多尼亚呢想称王。
But of course, in the end, David chose Solomon, so Solomon, was anointed as the king.
但是大卫选了所罗门，所以所罗门受高为王。
So when Adonijah heard that, the loud noise, about the joy, the making merry that Solomon has become king, so he feared for his life, so he went to the altar.
但是亚多尼亚听到了欢呼声，所以他逃到祭坛的。
Because at the time he wanted to rebel against Solomon.
因为他想叛乱。
He also asked a small group to declare him as king.
而且他有一个小集团要称他为王。
So in the verse 50,
在第五十节。
Now Adonijah, he was afraid of Solomon.
亚多尼亚惧怕所罗门。
So he arose and went and took hold of the horns of the altar.
他就起来去抓住祭坛的脚。
So it is a place of refuge.
所以这是一个他躲避逃避的地方。
51, as, and it was told Solomon saying, indeed Adonijah is afraid of King Solomon, for look, he has taken hold of the horns of the altar, saying, let King Solomon swear to me today that he will not put his servant to death with the sword.
所以亚多尼亚惧怕所罗门王，所以抓住祭坛的脚，而且说愿所罗门王今天向我起誓，必不用刀杀仆人。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 28.
看二章的二十八节。
Here tells about Joab.
这个讲到约押。
Chapter 2, verse 28.
二章二十八节。
Then news came to Joab, and Joab had defected to Adonijah. So though he had not defected to Absalom.
二十八节，约押虽然没有跟从亚沙龙，可是却归从了亚多尼亚。
So here says,So Joab fled to the tabernacle of the Lord and took hold of the horns of the altar.
所以约押逃到神的帐幕，抓住祭坛的脚。
So the altar here tells about the horn. It tells about a place of refuge. You make your appeal there.
所以这边祭坛的脚呢，表示我们一种逃避躲避的地方，而且在此申诉。
Definitely today, we need to go before the altar of the Lord to make appeal to him.
在这里呢，我们要来到祭坛的面前，向神申诉自己的理由。
Because many times we have fallen short of his requirement.
因为我们常常亏欠他对我们的要求。
And of course, the altar, it is the place to burnt offering.
而且祭坛呢，也是烧祭物的地方。
So for example, we read the sin offering.
像我们知道赎罪祭。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
请看利未记。
The Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 4.
请看利未记第四章。
Leviticus chapter 4.
利未记第四章。
Here tells about the law of the sin offerings.
这里提到赎罪祭。
Let us read verse 2.
请看第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
四章二节。
Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a person sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord, in anything which he ought not to be done, and he does any of them, so here tells they must now offer the sin offering.
这里提到若有人在神所吩咐不可行的事上误犯了一件，或是受膏的祭司犯罪，使百姓陷在罪里。
Yeah, so here tells about the sin unintentionally. Unintentionally.
哦，这是指中无意中的犯罪。
Yeah, so now for the priest, verse 3.
看第三节。
If the anointed priest sin.
或是受膏的祭司犯罪。
So here tells about the sins of the priest that he sinned unintentionally.
这也是祭司无意中的犯罪。
Let's read verse 6.
第六节。
The priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some blood 7 times before the Lord in front of the veil of the sanctuary.
这是祭司要把指头蘸于血中，在神面前对着圣所的幔子弹血7次。
Verse 7. And the priest shall put some blood on the horns of the altar. And here says, before the altar of the sweet incense, before the Lord.
这边还要把血放在血放在坛的四角上。
Yeah, then and pour the remaining blood of the bull at the base of the altar of the burnt offering.
又要把所有的公牛的血倒在会幕门口祭坛的角那里。
Then concerning the congregation.
又谈到会众。
Verse 13.
叫十三节。
Now if the whole congregation of Israel sin unintentionally.
这里如果以色列会众误犯了耶和华的规定。
Again, here says the sin unintentionally.
这也是一个不是有意的犯罪。
So from verse 17, it is the same. So the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord in front of the veil.
这里祭司要把指头蘸于血中，在神面前对着幔子弹血7次。
Verse 18, and he shall put some blood of the horns on the horns of the altar which is before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of meeting.
这里要在会幕面前把血放在祭坛的四角上。
And he shall pour the remaining blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering.
再把所有的血倒在会幕门口祭坛角的那里。
Then here tells us in the verse 22.
看22节。
Here tells about the rulers.
只讲到官长。
22, when a ruler has sinned and done something unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord, or here says he's got in anything which he should not be done and is guilty.
这里的官长若行了神所吩咐不可做的事情，误犯的罪，或是犯的罪自己知道。
So 25, it is the same method.
25节提到同样的方法。
And 27,
27节。
Here tells about if any of the common people sins unintentionally.
这里讲到一般的人无意中犯错。
So again, the same method.
也是同样的方法。
And every time when they perform this.
每次他们行这样的礼的时候。
Okay, let us read, let us read verse 20.
请看20节。
Verse 20.
20节。
And the lower portion says, so the priest shall make atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them.
二十节后半段，祭司要为他们赎罪，他们必蒙赦免。
Verse 26.
请看二十六节。
Lower portion, so the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin, and it shall be forgiven him.
所以他的罪，祭司要为他赎了，他必蒙赦免。
Verse 31.
请看三十一节。
Lower portion.So the priest shall make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him.
祭司要为他赎罪，他必蒙赦免。
And the last verse,
最后一节
verse 35,
35节
the lower portion,
后半段
So the priest shall make atonement for his sins, and that he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him.
35节后半段，犯的罪祭司要为他赎了，他必蒙赦免。
Here tells about those who sin unintentionally.
这里是指不是有意的犯罪。
So today, the same for us.
我们今天也犯罪。
Today we must draw near to the Lord.
我们也要亲近神。
But of course, at times we may be weak.
也许我们那时候非常的软弱。
But now we must turn to the Lord.
但是我们还是要转向神。
Because at times we sin unintentionally.
因为有时候我们是无意中的犯错。
Take note, it is different not to sin deliberately.
这是和故意犯罪有所不同。
Because 1 John also tells there is the sin leading unto death, sin that does not lead unto death.
有一种是会致死的罪，有一种是不会致死的罪。
So if today we have sinned unintentionally,
如果我们今天是无意中的犯错,
we must go before the presence of the Lord, call on the Lord for His mercy.
我们这时候必须, 靠近, 在神的面前求告神,
so that the Lord, He will be gracious upon us, He will forgive us, then our position will be restored.
所以神会施恩给我们, 而且原谅我们, 我们的原来的地位就会恢复了。
Let's turn to 1 John.
请看约翰一书。
The theme of 1 John tells us about spiritual fellowship, about fellowship with the Lord.
约翰一书的主题是讲, 属灵上的团契跟交通。
In the 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
Let us read verse 3.
请看第三节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
这里我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。So
1 John tells about fellowship.
这里讲到的相交。About
communion with the Lord.
我们与神的相交。So
one very important requirement.
这里有个很重要的要求。We
must not allow sin to destroy this fellowship.
我们不能让罪呢来破坏我们这样的关系。
But John tells us, chapter 2, verse 1.
我们看第二章的第一节。
My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin.
我小子们啊, 我将这些话写给你们, 是要你们不要犯罪。
And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
若有人犯罪, 在父那里有一位中保。
Verse 2.
第二节,
and He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not only ours, but also for the whole world.
因为他为我们罪做了挽回祭, 不是单为我们的罪, 也为普天下人的罪。
So John says, if we sin, then God, we have an advocate, our Lord Jesus.
如果我们犯罪的话呢, 我们耶稣基督是我们的中保。
So He is able to pray for us.
他会为我们代求。
And of course, in the 1 John chapter 1,
在约翰一书第一章,
we thank the Lord, of course, we are already, we have received the blood of the covenant in water baptism.
我们得到了约的血以及浸礼。
So in baptism, we have a part, we have a share in the blood of His covenant, the forgiveness of sins.
我们在受洗的时候呢, 我们跟他的血,跟他的有份。
So here now in the chapter 1 verse 7 tells us,
从第一章第七节里面,
but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
第七节, 我们若在光明中行, 如同神在光明中, 就彼此相交, 祂儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So the effect of the blood of the covenant, it is not only during baptism.
所以在这个约中的血呢, 不是只有在洗礼的时候。
But here says, the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. It has continuous effect to clean our sin.
这个耶稣的血呢, 也会不断地洗净我们一切的罪。
Verse 8.
第八节,
if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪, 便是自欺, 真理不在我们心里了。
Verse 9.
第九,
but if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
第十节，我们若说自己没有犯罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
So today, let us not harden our hearts, let us draw near to him, let us confess our sins, let us repent.So that the blood of Jesus can continuously cleanse us from our sins and forgive us.
所以我们在这里，我们不要硬心，我们必须要亲近神，让神不断的来赦免我们的罪。
So let us also not cut ourselves from the grace of the Lord.
所以我们不要与神的恩惠隔绝。
No matter how, we must draw near to Him.
无论如何，我们必须与他亲近。
Let us rely on His mercy, wait for His mercy unto eternal life.
让我们等候他的怜悯，然后直到永生。
So we thank the Lord, there is this altar there for us to turn to.
所以我们感谢神，有这个祭坛，让我们能归向他。
So that as we want to draw near to the Lord will be able to help us.
所以我们亲近神，神还能帮助我们。
So that sin will not make us.Separation between us and the Lord.
所以罪不会成为我们与神中间的
隔绝。We can still have a reconciled relationship with Him.
我们可以与他和好。
At times, the feeling is terrible. Yeah, the feeling. All the while, I'm trying my best to draw near to the Lord.
我们想亲近神，但是有时候会觉得很不好。
I've already from the outside, I come into the outer court.
我们从外头进到外院
then now into the inner court
然后再进到内院
but before the presence here but at times we are not watchful
有时候我们不是不够警醒
then we fall into weaknesses
有时候我们会软弱
we sin unintentionally
有时候会无意中的犯罪
then suddenly we feel that we go into a deep slumber in our spirituality our life of faith
有时候我们这时候我们的属灵上是在一个沉睡的状态
The feeling is terrible
这是一种很不好的感觉
But we still thank the Lord is always there for us to turn to
但是感谢神神永远让我们能去找他
Because he wants us to have a deep relationship with him
因为神要与我们建立深的关系
So the way is still open, it's not closed
所以这个通路呢还是开的
So we must always thank the Lord SoTurn to him, wait for his mercy.
所以我们必须要转向神，等候他的怜悯。
So this is the grace given to us by the Lord.
所以这是神给我们的恩惠。
Now we come to the another part. Now we come to the temple.
现在我们来到圣殿。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
请看以西结书四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
请看以西结书四十章。
If we read from 48.Verse 48. Here tells about the vestibule of the temple.
这个是圣殿的尺度。
But I just want to inform, because my version is the Revised Standard Version, it is interpreted following the Septuagint. So the Greek version of the Hebrew Bible. So there is a little difference there.
我用的圣经版本是从七十诗译本翻译过来，所以。有些长度的还有尺度的观念
But never mind, I will read from the New King James Version first.
我会先把那个新钦定版的
Let's read chapter 40, verse 48.
请看四十章的四十八节
48. Then he brought me to the vestibule of the temple and measured the doorposts of the vestibule.
他带我来到殿前的廊子，量廊子的墙柱。
Five cubits on this side and five cubits on that side.
这面后五轴，那面后五轴。
And the width of the gateway was three cubits on this side and three cubits on that side.
门两旁这边三轴，那边三轴。
We read first, then only I make known. Verse 49.
四十九。
The length of the vestibule was 20 cubits and the width 11 cubits.
廊子长二十轴，宽十一轴。
And by steps which led to it were the pillars by the doorposts, one on this side and one on the other side.
靠近墙柱有柱子，这边一根，那边一根。
Just now, yesterday we mentioned in the Septuagint, here in the NKJV says only steps, but in the Septuagint says 10 steps.
在新钦定版说只讲到台阶，可是在那个七十四译本里面讲到十个台阶。
So here, actually there are steps, but we don't know how many steps.
这边圣殿那边其实有台阶上去，可是我们不知道有几阶。
All right. So, but here also actually there's two pillars here, two pillars.
门的两边有柱子。
So in the verse 49.
四十九节。
The lower portion.
后半段。
Here says, by the steps which led up to it, there were pillars by the doorposts, one on this side and one on that side.
所以四十九页后半段说，靠近墙柱地方有柱子，各有一根。
So concerning these pillars, let's turn to Second Chronicles.
请看历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
请看历代志下。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Second Chronicles chapter 3.
历代志下第三章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Second Chronicles chapter 3 verse 17.
历代志下三章十七节。
Verse 17 says, Then he set up the pillars before the temple, one on the right hand and one on the left.
这里这个圣殿有两根柱子在殿前，一根在右边，一根在左。
And he called the name of the one on the right, Yachin, and the name of the other, Boaz.
右边的柱子叫雅金，左边的叫波阿斯。
So the name Yachin and Boaz.
所以这个柱子有的名字是雅金跟波阿斯。
It is a very huge pillar.
这个是非常高大的柱子。
So Yachin means established.
雅金表示建立。
Boaz means strength.
波阿斯表示力量。
So today, of course, we must be established. We must be strong.
所以这边我们必须要被建立，要刚强。
And of course, this is also not relying on ourselves.
这也不是单靠我们自己。
It is relying on the Lord Jesus.
我们必须仰赖主耶稣。
On the Spirit of the Lord.
仰赖神的灵。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
请看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Chapter 6, verse 10.
六章十节。
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
这里你们要靠主，倚靠他大能力做刚强的人。
So today we must rely in the Lord to be strong.
我们必须依靠神而做刚强的人。
It is in the power of his might.
要在他的能力之下。
If today we say we want to stand firm,
我们必须要站立的稳。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore, my beloved and long for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved.
这是我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们是我的喜乐，我的冠冕，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
So here also says,Stand fast in the Lord.
这里说在主里要站立的稳。
So today we must be established, we must be strong, but remember, just likened to the two huge pillars, but in the Lord.
我们必须要刚强，我们必须要站得稳，而且就像那两根柱子在主里面一样。
So here we have already now seek the Lord at the altar.
我们寻求神先看到祭坛。
So now we must be established. So the two pillars here,We must be established. We must be strong.
这两根柱子表示我们必须要被坚立，而且要刚强。
But remember, not because of myself.
并不是靠我们自己。
Paul says, "Those who think that he stand, take heed lest he fall."
保罗说，认为自己站得稳的，必须要留心，免得
跌倒。So today we must rely on the mercy, the grace of the Lord, on His strength, to be strong, to be established.
所以我们必须仰赖神的恩典跟怜悯来强壮，做刚强的人。
So all this now tells about in the Lord.
这边是
讲 relying on the Lord.
在主里依靠神。
Okay, then we come back.
看回来。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
看以西结书四十章。
There's another difference here. Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 48.
以西结书四十章四十八节。
In the 48, here tells about the vestibule of the temple or the porch area of the temple.
这里讲说圣殿外围的地方的廊子。 门廊。
Yeah, so I think it should be around here, here.
大概就是正门口的那块。
After the steps.
台阶上去之后。
If you look here, here should be quite similar with the RSV vision. Here you see that's the steps. You see here is very broad, correct? Very broad.
很宽。
Here getting narrow. Here also. All right, let us read chapter 40, verse 48.
请看四十章四十八节。
40 verse 48.
四十章四十八节。
Here says, and he brought me to the vestibule of the temple and measured the doorposts of the vestibule 5 cubits this side, 5 cubits on the side. And here says the width of the gateway was 3 cubits on this side, 3 cubits on the other side. Here also only mentioned 3 cubits, the gateway.
这边讲到这个门的通道呢是两轴
Verse 48.
四十八节。
Yeah, please read the lower portion.
对不起，第二后半段，门两旁这边三轴，那边三轴。
Yeah, so the gateway here says 3 cubits.
这个通道呢是三轴。
But in the Septuagint says 14 cubits.
可是，在七十世译本讲到十四轴。
That's the a big difference there on the calculation.
所以在这两个版本里面，这是有所差异。
So,The Septuagint says 14 cubits.
七十世译本说十四轴。
Okay, never mind, we just consider on this. But here tells us it is very wide, very wide.
所以这边应该是非常宽的门。
Okay, then from the porch, like outside, some houses they have a porch. From the porch now, I go into the holy place.
从门廊进入圣所。
Into the sanctuary.
从门廊进入圣所的时候。
Let's turn to chapter 41.
请看四十一章。
Ezekiel chapter 41, verse 2.
以西结书四十一章第二节。
Or we read verse 1 first.
请看第一节。
And he brought me into the sanctuary.
他带我到圣所。
So this sanctuary tells about the holy place.
这就是所谓的圣所。
And verse 2.
第二节。
And the width of the entryway.Was 10 cubits.
这里指门口宽十轴。
So here now, 10 cubits.
这边十轴。
All right. So this is the holy place.
那是圣所。
Then now from the holy place to go into the holy of holies.
那从圣所再往至圣所里走。
Let us read verse 3.
请看第三节。
Chapter 41, verse 3.
四十一章第三节。
Also, he went inside and measured the doorpost 2 cubits and the entrance 6 cubits high and the width of the entrance 7 cubits.
第三节，他到内殿量墙柱，各后二轴，门口宽六轴，门两旁各宽七轴。
So here tells about the entrance now to the Holy of Holies. It is 7 cubits.
所以往至圣所的地方是宽七轴。
So,When one is in the priest in the temple, when the priest enter the temple,
这边是指先是指说祭司进入圣殿的时候
，they will walk through the porch.
先经过门廊。
As I say, the difference is Septuagint says 14 cubits.
其实是一本说十四轴。
Then after you enter the porch here, now you enter the holy place, so it is more narrow.
所以进了圣所之后呢渐渐变窄。
From 14 to the 10.
从14轴变成只有10轴宽。
Then from the holy place, now if the high priest wants to enter the holy of holies, it is more narrow, so it is 7 cubits.
从圣所到至圣所大祭司进去的那个地方变得只有7轴宽。
So it tells us for one to draw near to the Lord.
讲到说我们要亲近神的时候
So the way it is not easy.
这不是一件容易的事
It is more stringent.
是越来越狭窄
And yesterday we have heard concerning the Bible verse. We are walking what? The narrow pathway.
就像圣经所说我们是在走窄门
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
请看马太福音第七章
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Let us read verse 13.
请看十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
马太福音七章十三节。
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go by it, who go in by it.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡。那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
Hear us about the two gates.
这里讲了两种不同的门路。
One the narrow gate, one the wide gate.
一个是窄的，一个是宽的。
So here says the wide gate, it is broad the way, but it leads to destruction.
讲到宽门呢，会引到灭亡。
And many they enter it.
还有很多人进去。
Verse 14.
十四节。
But concerning the narrow gate, but here says because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few that find it.
这里知道那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
So if today.We want to be safe. Of course, here says we must enter by the narrow gate.
所以我们今天要进入窄门。
So the way is difficult.
这也是比较困难的。
But it leads to life.
但是呢，会得到生命。
So the requirement is stringent. We must follow strictly all the teachings from the Bible. We must not add. We must not subtract.
这个要求会非常的严格。我们不能增减神的要求。
The Bible Jesus says.Let your yes be yes, no be no. You cannot be in the middle.
耶稣说让是就是，不是就不是，不能在中间骑
墙。So at times we cannot compromise.
所以这无法妥协。
Because all these are the standards, the measurement, the requirement given to us by the Lord.
因为这是神对我们的要求跟尺度。
We don't use our own measurement.
我们不用自己的标准。
Some will say never mind.
有些人说无所谓。
God is gracious.
神非常恩慈。
God is loving.
神非常的有怜悯。
God will forgive. God will understand.
神会赦免而且了解我们。
Whose standards are these?
这是谁的标准呢?
Whose measurement? Our own measurement.
这其实都是我们自己的标准。
At times we always tell ourselves, never mind, never mind, God will understand.
有些人就说不要在意，没有关系的。
No, it's not like that.
事实不是如此。
Because this way, it is not right, not easy.
因为
this way is not the very wide gate.
因为走神的路呢是狭窄的。
Wide gate, they can relax.
所以我们无法非常的轻松。
But today when we walk this narrow gate, we must be very careful.
所以我们走这条路的时候必须非常谨慎。
Because it's getting narrower.
因为会越走越窄。
All right. So he tells today when we draw near to the Lord, the requirement is very high.
所以当我们亲近神的时候，要求也会越高。
So it is.Very stringent.
也会越来越。
We must follow all the teachings from the Bible.
所以要求越来越严格，我们要。
Then in the end, we see the glory of the Lord because one can come before the Lord. This is spiritual teaching, not according to the context.
最后我们看见神的荣光。
Yes. We will be very close with Him.
然后我们会与他非常的亲近。
All right, so today we must pursue, we must have high self-demand, high discipline.
所以我们必须要对自己有很高的要求，很高的约束。
So at the time, Ezekiel, he saw all this.
所以当时以西结看到这些异象。
Then now we come to the interior design of this temple.
像我们先看圣殿内部的设计。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 41.
请看以西结书41章。
Ezekiel chapter 41.
以西结书41章。
Let us read verse 17.
请看17节。
41 verse 17.
41章17节。
From the space above the door, even to the inner room as well as the outside, and on the every wall or...Every wall all around, inside and outside by measure. So here tells about the inner room and the outer room.
这个讲到内殿和外殿。
Yes, the Holy of Holies and the Holy Place.
这里讲到至圣所以及圣所。
Verse 18.
十八节。
And it was made with, the cherubim or cherubim and palm trees. And a palm tree between the kerub and the kerub.And each kerub had two faces.
这里提到墙上雕刻基路伯和棕树，每两基路伯中间有一棵棕树，每个基路伯有两个脸。
So on the wall there is this design, this painting.
在墙上有这些雕刻。
It is very beautiful.
非常的美丽。
So it has the picture of the cherubim and the palm trees.
雕刻上是基路伯跟棕树。
So one palm tree, one cherubim, or cherubim, then one palm tree, one cherubim.
基路伯跟棕树呢互相交替。
And of course, now the cherub or the angel here, the picture of the angel, each had two faces.
那这个基路伯就是天使，有两个脸。
Verse 19. So that the face of a man toward a palm tree on one side, and the face of a young lion toward a palm tree on the other side.
这边有人的脸向棕树，那边有狮子脸向着棕树。
And it was made throughout the temple all around.
殿内的周围都是如此。
So the whole inner and outer, it all the walls has this type of a drawing.
所以不管内殿外殿都是有这样的雕刻。
So the palm tree.
棕树
then the cherubim or cherubim.
棕树，然后再是基路伯。
But the cherubim, one face with the man looking at the palm tree, the other side, one looking on the other palm tree, the one with the lion. Here's this young lion.
基路伯的人脸面对棕树，狮子脸面对后面。
Of course, we have already explained palm tree tells about the emblem or the symbol of victory.
我们提到棕树是凯旋的象征。
Then what about the one with the face of the man and the young lion, the cherubim, the cherubim?
我们讲到基路伯的人脸跟狮子脸。
In the earlier sermon on the living creatures, we have mentioned, of course, about the one with the face of a man. It tells about the human perfect nature.
我们讲到四活物人的脸表示人完美的象征。
And looking at the palm tree.Must be a victorious man.
我们表示这是个得胜的人。
With the manifestation of the perfect human nature.
这是一个完整的非常完全的人。
Then the face of the lion.
狮子脸。
Looking at the palm tree.
也看着棕树。
Actually, lion also tells not only the strength and authority, but it tells also about victory.
这个狮子也不但表示力量，也表示胜利。
Let us understand this by looking at Jesus first.
我们来看耶稣做例子。
Let's turn to, let me see. Okay, let's turn to Romans first. Romans.
请先看罗马书。
Romans chapter 1.
请看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Let us read verse 4.
第四节。
Let's read Romans chapter 1, verse 4.
罗马书一章四节。按着圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Sorry, verse 3.
第三节，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。
So here verse 3 says, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
这里按肉体说呢，耶稣是从大卫后裔所生。
So here does about, the Lord here says according to the flesh.
这里强调按肉体说。
And for and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
这里说按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Let's refer to Revelation.
请看启示录。
Revelation.Chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
Let us read verse 5.
请看第五节。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 5.
启示录五章五节。
Verse 5, here says, But one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah,The root of David has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.
这里说长老对约翰说不要哭看哪犹大支派的狮子大卫的根他已得胜能以展开那书卷揭开那七印。
得胜 he has prevailed.
这里讲到得胜。
So of course in the flesh Jesus come from the line of David.
所以从肉体来说耶稣是大卫的后裔。
Here tells us, he is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他也是犹大支派的狮子。
He has prevailed.
他已得胜。
Let's turn to chapter 3, Revelation.
请看启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 21.
启示录三章二十一节。
To him who overcomes, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
二十一节，得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父宝座上与他同坐一般。
So the Chinese one is good. Here says he conquered or he prevailed, he overcame.
这里说
victory, 得胜。
这里说他得胜，胜利了。
So Jesus was victorious.
所以基督是胜利的。
In the Gospel of John.
看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
请看约翰福音。
Chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
请看约翰福音十六章。
Verse 33.
三十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 33.
约翰福音十六章十三节。
These things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
是要在叫你们里我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但是你们可以放心，我已胜了世界。
So Jesus overcame the world. He was victorious over the world.
所以耶稣已经胜了这世界。
So he came in the flesh. He has human nature.
他道成肉身，有人的性情。
But he was victorious. He prevailed.
但是他胜利了，得胜了。
So same with us today.
我们也是。
At the time in the temple.
在圣殿的地方。
There was this palm tree tells about victory.
棕树告诉我们，我们会得胜。
It tells about the cherubim or the cherubim with the face of the man and the lion.
讲到基路伯的人脸跟狮子脸。
So in the flesh, in the human nature, to be victorious, to prevail.
即使我们有人的性情跟形状，但是我们还是得胜了。
So same today, we must be a victorious believer.
所以我们今天要当一个得胜的信徒。
We must be conquerors.
我们必须要一个是个
征服者。If we read all the seven letters to the seven churches, the conclusion always says, "He who conquers or he who prevails, then all these blessings will be given."
像启示录提到的七个教会，神在最后都会叮咛，那个得胜的人会怎么样
？And only those who prevail, they can stand before the Lord, before His presence.
这里说得胜的人能站在神的面前。
So at the time in the temple area, it has this.Pictures.
所以在这个圣殿地方有这样的雕刻。
So it reminds us today we must be victorious believers. We must be conquerors.
所以这边我们要当得胜的信徒，是个胜利的征服者。
Revelation, there are many teachings concerning to conquer or to prevail.
启示录谈到说我们要得胜，要胜利。
Then of course here also tells it is the cherubim or the cherubim.
这也提到了基路伯。
The cherubim, they areGuardian, they are guardian angels.
所谓基路伯就是天使，也是守护者。
This one we know from the Genesis.
从创世纪这边。
At the time, right, we know God placed the cherubim.
神设立了基路伯。
So that they will not be able to enter into the Garden of Eden. Let's read Genesis chapter 3.
我们看创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 24.
创世纪三章二十四节。
So he drove out the man and he placed the cherubim or the cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden and the flaming sword which turned every way and here says to guard the way to the tree of life.
神在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
So its function is to guard.
这边是守卫。
So same today, we must guard ourselves, guard our steps, our behavior, and our conduct.
所以在这里，我们要当做我要做自己的守卫，看守我们的行为。
We must be victorious believers.
我们要当得胜的信徒。
Now we come to the last one.
看最后一个。
So in the temple area, here are chambers.
这里是旁边的屋子。
Let us turn to Ezekiel.
请看以西结书。
Chapter 41.
四十一章。
Ezekiel chapter 41.
以西结书四十一章。
Verse 6.
第六节,
Ezekiel 41 verse 6.
以西结书41章6节,
the side chambers were in three stories, one above another, 30 chambers in each story.
旁屋有三层, 层叠而上, 每层排列30间。
So it is a three-story building. And here says, each story there are 30 chambers.
所以每一层有30间。
But here tells us most probably it is the place to store all the equipments, all the furnishing and the vessels, and also the tithes and the offerings.
这些房间有是个储藏室的作用, 它会放我们, 献祭所用的各种的东西,材料跟 用具,
also the tithes and the offerings.
还有十一捐以及, 人民献的供物。
We know Malachi tells us about the tithes.
马拉基说讲到十一捐,
so that the storeroom of the Lord will be filled, will be full.
所以神的房间里面会充满了各种的东西。
So most probably this chamber, set chambers, it is the storeroom also for the tithes and the offerings.
它不仅是储藏室, 也放着十一捐以及 以及人民贡献的东西。
And verse 7, 41 verse 7, 41 verse 7.
41章第七节。
Verse 7, as one went up from story to story, the side chambers became wider all around.
这围殿的旁屋越高越宽。
Yes, so it became broader, broader.
越来越宽阔了。
So it tells about the grace.
这讲到恩典。
Today when we come before the Lord, of course, we must offer our best offerings.
我们来到神的面前，把我们最好的献给神。
Before we end, we just read 2 Corinthians.
请看哥林多后书,
chapter 8.
第八章,
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章,
in the verse 6.
六节,
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6.
哥林多后书八章六节,
in the lower portion,
后半段,
chapter 8, verse 6,
八章六节的后半段,
here tells us about the verse 6, so we urge Titus that he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well.
因此我保罗劝提多, 既然在你们中间开办这
So, gracious work. It tells about the work of grace.
这是讲到,
Verse 7.
第七节,
but as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also.
你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显得满足, 就当在这世上显得格外满足。
This grace tells about the offering to help to assist the saints in Jerusalem.
这里是讲到, 替耶路撒冷的信徒募捐。
At the time, the Corinthians, they, 1 year ago, they already wanted to offer, but they have not done it yet.
一年前哥林多的信徒想去, 奉献。
But they have not done it yet.
但是还没做完。
So now Paul used the example of the Macedonians.
所以保罗用马其顿的教会的例子。
Verse 1.
第一节,
moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia.
保罗说, 弟兄们, 我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
Verse 2.
第二节,
that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality.
就是在他们大患难中说大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐在极穷间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
At the time they were facing affliction, the trials of affliction.
这个时候他们, 受到了患难,
Paul says they, here says deep poverty, they were very poor.
他们也非常的穷困。
But verse 3,
第三节,
I can bear witness that according to their ability, yes, beyond their ability, they were freely willing to offer.
保罗他可以证明他们是按着力量而且过了力量自己甘心乐意的捐助。
So imagine beyond their ability.
他们还甚至超过自己的能力。
Even verse 4, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints.
这里第四节再三的恳求他们希望在这供给圣徒恩情上有份。
So they even beg, they even urge Paul to allow them to be involved in this gracious work, this work of grace.
所以保他们希望保罗能让他们参与这个词汇的事情。
So offering, it is a grace.
所以能乐捐呢也是一种恩惠。
It is a work of grace.
这是一个恩惠的行动。
And why we offer?
为什么我们要奉献呢?
Verse 9.
第九节,
Chapter 8, verse 9.
第八章第九节,
For you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
因为我们主耶稣基督的恩典, 他本是富足, 却为我们成了贫穷, 叫你们因他贫穷, 可以成为富足。
Here mentioned about the grace of the Lord.
只讲到神的恩典。
Because we understand the grace of the Lord, today we are willing to offer willingly. It is also a work of grace.
因为我们知道神的恩典, 所以我们也甘心乐意地奉献, 因为这是神的恩典。
And because we offer willingly.
因为我们甘心乐意地奉献。
Chapter 9, verse 8.
看第九章第八节,
Chapter 9, verse 8.
第九章八节,
And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work.
神能将各样的恩惠多多加给你们, 使你们凡事常常充足, 能多行各样善事。
So here says grace will abound toward you.
所以这边说恩惠会多多的加给你们。
So that's why the side chambers, it is to store also the tithes and the offerings, and as it go up higher, it is broader, wider and wider.
所以这边的房屋呢，除放了许多的十一捐跟奉献，而且越上越宽。
So God's grace will be abundant.
所以神的恩惠会越来越多。
All right, so we have studied the things that is needed concerning the vision of the new temple.
所以我们把圣殿该学的也都在此查考。
So it tells us about our relationship with our Lord.
这提到我们与神的关系。About
the glory, the presence of the Lord with us.
提到神的荣光以及神的同在。
So today, let us strive forward to draw near to the Lord Jesus.
所以我们必须更加努力地亲近神。
So today, we must build ourselves up. Let us have this wall of separation.
首先我们必须要自己分别为圣。
Let us put effort to climb the seventh step and the eighth steps and hear the steps.
然后我们再努力地爬上第七个台阶跟第二个八个台阶。
Be more diligent, put more effort, have a self-high demand.
更加努力要有更高的自我要求。
Then when we walk through the pathway, we must guard our steps.
经过门的通道的时候必须谨慎自己的脚步。
Let's remember, this is a bright path. It is a path of light.
这是个光明的通道。
And this path, the Lord will give us refreshing.
这时间神会让我们清新而舒畅。
So that we can come out to be better believers, victorious believers.
在这之后我们会成为一个很好而且得胜的信徒。
But we must continue in this state.
还要继续地往前。
So that now we can go up further now to the inner court.
然后进到内院。
But of course today in our relationship, we must rely on the mercy, the grace, the compassion, the forgiveness of our Lord Jesus.
再次我们要求神的怜悯跟依赖神。
So that we can be established, we can be strong.
所以我们才能坚立而刚强。
Then remember, in this relationship, this way is a narrow way, narrow path. The requirement is very stringent.
我们也知道道路呢会越走越窄。
But if we are able to accomplish it, then we will truly see the glory of the Lord in our life.
但是如果我们能做成的话呢, 我们可以看见神的荣光。
We will be very close to Him.
我们会跟他很亲近。
Then of course, also let us not forget about the grace.
而且不要忘记神的恩惠。
The Lord wants to give us more grace, but make sure we do not take His grace in vain. We must repay His grace.
神给我们很多的恩惠, 但是我们要记得不要徒受他的恩惠。
Because in our life, He wants to give us abundant grace.
因为在我们生活中, 他给我们很多的恩惠。
We will end here.
我们在此结束。
Because of time, I think we just kneel down and pray.
因为时间关系, 我们再先祷告。